Test 5.
Section C. Around the world, young people are spending unbelievable sums of money to listen to rock music. Forbes magazine claims that at least 50 rock stars have incomes of between $2 million and $6 million per year. It doesn't make sense, says Johnny Mathis, one of the older music millionaires, who made $1 million a year when he was most popular in the 1950s. Performers aren't worth this kind of money. In fact, nobody is. But the rock star's admirers seem to disagree. Those who love rock music spend about $2 billion a year for records. They pay $150 million to see rock stars in person. Some observers think the customers are buying more than music. According to one theory, to play rock music doesn't require much training. There is no gulf between the audience and the performer. Every boy and girl in the audience thinks, "I could sing like that." Rock music has become a kind of religion. Young people are glad to pay to worship to a rock star because it is a way of worshiping themselves. Luck is a key word for explaining the success of many. In 1972, one of the luckiest was Don McLean, who wrote and sang American Pie. McLean earned more than $1 million from recordings of American Pie. Then, too, by writing his own music, McLean earned some extra money.
Now the passage will be read again.
Around the world, young people are spending unbelievable sums of money to listen to rock music. Forbes magazine claims that at least 50 rock stars have incomes of between $2 million and $6 million per year. It doesn't make sense, says Johnny Mathis, one of the older music millionaires, who made $1 million a year when he was most popular in the 1950s. Performers aren't worth this kind of money. In fact, nobody is. But the rock star's admirers seem to disagree. Those who love rock music spend about $2 billion a year for records. They pay $150 million to see rock stars in person. Some observers think the customers are buying more than music. According to one theory, to play rock music doesn't require much training. There is no gulf between the audience and the performer. Every boy and girl in the audience thinks, "I could sing like that." Rock music has become a kind of religion. Young people are glad to pay to worship a rock star because it is a way of worshiping themselves. Luck is a key word for explaining the success of many. In 1972, one of the luckiest was Don McLean, who wrote and sang American Pie. McLean earned more than $1 million from recordings of American Pie. Then, too, by writing his own music, McLean earned some extra money.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Around the world, young people are spending unbelievable sums of money to listen to rock music. Forbes magazine claims that at least 50 rock stars have incomes of between $2 million and $6 million per year. It doesn't make sense, says Johnny Mathis, one of the older music millionaires, who made $1 million a year when he was most popular in the 1950s. Performers aren't worth this kind of money. In fact, nobody is. But the rock star's admirers seem to disagree. Those who love rock music spend about $2 billion a year for records. They pay $150 million to see rock stars in person. Some observers think the customers are buying more than music. According to one theory, to play rock music doesn't require much training. There is no gulf between the audience and the performer. Every boy and girl in the audience thinks, "I could sing like that." Rock music has become a kind of religion. Young people are glad to pay to worship a rock star because it is a way of worshiping themselves. Luck is a key word for explaining the success of many. In 1972, one of the luckiest was Don McLean, who wrote and sang "American Pie." McLean earned more than $1 million from recordings of "American Pie." Then, too, by writing his own music, McLean earned some extra money.